got a ways to go on this ride, but I got a hand to hold. It feels just right. You make me laugh, you make me high, you make me wanna hold on tight. It's who I am with you, it's who I really wanna be. You're so good for me. And when I'm holding you, it feels like I've got the world in my hands. Yeah, better man, it's who I am.
Your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio, we're real country. 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, O'Galley, Wamundi, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Tens of thousands evacuated in Los Angeles. Santa Ana winds fanning another wildfire Wednesday near the Getty Center along the 405 freeway. ABC's Matt Gutman says there's concern for areas that have already burned.
In the burn scar areas above Altadena and above Pacific Palisades, the soil there is now hydrophobic. Basically what happens in these fires, they burn so hot, they cook and burn not just the vegetation, but also the soil and the rocks. It feels like quicksand. And what happens is when the rain hits that, it's like water off a duck's back. It comes roaring off the hillside, and that's what causes mudslides.
Meanwhile, the deep freeze continues in the south after a once-in-a-lifetime snowstorm, temperatures averaging up to 25 degrees below normal. President Trump issuing a rare threat to Vladimir Putin, warning that Russia will face more U.S. sanctions unless Putin agrees to a peace deal with Ukraine. This is ABC News.
Struggling with back taxes or unfiled returns? Owe the IRS $10,000 or more? With the IRS ramping up enforcement, taxpayers across the country are turning to tax relief helpers. Call 800-885-0622 now. End IRS stress today. Stop collection efforts, wage garnishments, and sleepless nights. Tax relief helpers can help you or your business settle your tax debt quickly and affordably. Call the Tax Relief Helpers hotline at 800-885-0622. That's 800-885-0622. Start your relief today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Bills piling up? Rent due? Just need some extra cash to get by? Then you need to go to GetCash.com, where you can get approved for a loan of up to $10,000 in minutes. No need to search through endless loan sites. GetCash.com is one of the largest lender networks. They can help anyone get up to $10,000 regardless of their credit score. Best part? The money can be in your bank account as soon as the next day. When you need fast cash help, go to GetCash.com. That's GetCash.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets had double-digit losses. February down 41 to 1902, March down 28 to 1902, April down 22 to 1898, May down 20 at 1898. Cheese markets were lower, barrels down 4 to 181, 40-pound blocks down a half to 177 and a half. 4-trade a barrel, 4-trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 1 1/4 to 252 and a quarter. 3 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up a half to 135 and a quarter. No trades. Dry whey down 3 3/4 to 70 even. 4 trades on the day. Triple-digit gains in the live and feeder cattle markets on the day as the trade continued to move prices higher due to a strong demand and also some renewed pressure in the grain markets, while hog markets moved mostly higher as well. Again, strength in some of the cattle markets helped to support the hog markets as well, along with some higher pork cutout values. February live cattle up $3 to 200.05. January feeder cattle up 265 to 277.05. February hogs up 27 cents to 81.47. Chicago Board of Trade, corn and soybeans and wheat all mostly lower. A little bit of a correction from overbought conditions helping to pressure the corn and soybean markets. Also, wheat markets were mostly lower due to the plains seeing warmer weather later on into the week and into next week, and moisture beginning to return into the extended forecast that could help the U.S. winter wheat crop. March corn down 5 3/4 to 484 1/4. New crop down 1/4 to 459 1/2. New crop beans down 3 to 1046 3/4. March wheat down 4 3/4 to 554. That's check of national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash and February and March corn all at 434, new crop at 4 even. Cash and February beans 971, March 976, new crop 957. Big River Resources Boursville, January, February, and March corn at 444 and a quarter, new crop 409 and a half. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash and February corn 451, April 456, and new crop at 410. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound cash corn 429, new crop 409, cash beans 976, new crop 971. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 436, new crop 409, cash beans 971, new crop 957. At Red Wing Grains, March corn 457, April 465, May 467, new crop at 420. March beans 1021, April 1030, May 1033, and new crop at 988. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 432, February 432, new crop 401, cash beans 980, February 980, new crop at 974. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 195 to 216, Holstein fed cattle 174 to 186, market cows 95 to 133, bulls 130 to 168, calves 350 to 985, beef steers 205 to 367, Holstein steers at 195 to 315. Sheep markets, market lambs and light lambs 210 and down, ewes 91 and down, rams 175 and down, goat markets, does 240 and down, bucks 145 and down. Meanwhile, at Zumbrota, finished beef steers 200 to 212, finished beef heifers 200 to 211, finished dairy steers 175 to 185, market cows 95 to 119, market bulls 120 to 175. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and skip the regular line at the airport and pay for speedy security. Imagine not having to quickly unpack and pack at the place you already came packed to. And wearing your shoes the whole time you're there? You can't put a price on that kind of luxury. Well, actually you can, and you paid for it. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for speedy security. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We are going to put a little pause on our warm-up today. It's going to be sunny, cooler, 10 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, 3 below. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, becoming breezy, 23. And then by Saturday, we'll get back to right around 30. If you want the best barbecue in town, I have the secret. It's Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, GrandpaBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 3 above.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, I got my first truck when I was 3. Drove 100,000 miles on my knees, hauled marbles and rocks and thought twice before I hauled a Barbie doll bed for the girl next door. She tried to pay me with a kiss and I began to understand there's something women like about a pickup man. When I turned 16, I saved a few $100. My first car was a pickup truck. I was cruising the town and the first girl I see was Bobby Joe Gentry, the homecoming queen. She flagged me down and climbed up in the cab and said, I never knew you were a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. You're just something women like about a pickup man. Most Friday nights, I can be found in the bed of my truck on an old Chase Lounge. Backed into my spot at the driving show. You know, a cargo light gives off a romantic glow. I never have to wait in line at the popcorn stand, cause there's something women like about a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. You're just something women like about a pickup man. Oh, stand on this one. A bucket of rust or a brand new machine, once around the block and you'll know what I mean. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. Are just something women like about a pickup man. Yeah, there's something women like about a pickup man. Oh, drive that pickup.
mama knows the highway by the song. When she hears a good one, she always sings along. And she don't ever worry about what's gone. She says, good country music will never steer you wrong. She talks to the truckers with the lights. Maybe just a little bit more on Saturday night. She knows a good road to paradise. That's just enough to keep the highway bright. Yeah, mama knows the highway now by heart. She can see the rain before it starts. Clear through a windshield full of stars. Mama knows the highway now by heart. She can tell Wyoming by the wind. She can tell another trucker by the rig that he's in. She knows how to watch the river bend. She knows where the real South begins. Well, mama knows the highway now by heart. She can see the rain before it starts. Looking clear through a windshield full of stars. Mama knows the highway now by heart.
Station so good, you'll want to set two presets.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
The things you think
I should do. I've never understood that part of you. You know I've tried to be a friend, but you feel undermined and hurt again. Now don't let it convince you. Please don't take it to heart. Compromise and realize you can never really run everything you start. You can't. Things could turn out like they've come to be. And if I lied, if I knew, well, I was only trying to think of you. And now you're ready to walk out, you're ready to run. Talk to me, can't you see? I would never want to do what it seems I've done. You can't deal me the aces and think I wouldn't play. Don't let this be the reason you would walk away. Don't let this be the reason you would walk away.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Susie Boggess and Aces here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Thursday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the single digits below zero across the region this morning. Going to be a cold one today, but then things quickly warm back up, and we will have more details with our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Also next hour, Mike Davis is in, and Brooke Rollins, President Trump's choice for Secretary of Agriculture. She's having a pretty big day today in front of the Senate Agriculture Committee. And we'll have more with Mike on that here coming up during our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. We support our customers through quality feed, seed, fertilizer, and most of all, service. We know Bluff Country because we live here. At Bluff Country, we understand the importance of community and the relationships we build. Our commitment is to provide you with top quality products and the service you deserve. Strong roots make for thriving communities. Plant your roots with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Attention all ag producers, it's the 2025 Chippewa Valley Ag Conference, Thursday, February 20th from 9 to 3:30 at Florian Gardens, Eau Claire. This full-day event presented by Security Financial Bank features a keynote address by ag strategist Doug Johnson, breakout sessions on tax planning, dairy market updates, and more, plus a panel discussion on modern ag challenges and opportunities. Registration is $30 and includes lunch. Register by February 13th. Visit sfbank.com for registration information. SFB, member FDIC. It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Rule changes will level the playing field for poultry producers. That's the hope from USDA. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean. soybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced a third installment in regulatory reforms to the Packers and Stockyards Act. Former Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack said the third change, in combination with the others, was intended to level the playing field for farmers raising livestock under contract or for sale to meat and poultry processing companies.
We announced the finalization of a third rule, which is focused on a fairer poultry tournament system. This is a system that has come under a great deal of concern and criticism by producers across the United States. And we've taken this opportunity to listen to producers about what would create a fairer system, a more balanced system. We were told by producers that the rule should provide greater insight into a company's payment rates under the tournament system.
The third and final rule change will make it harder for companies to arbitrarily reduce a producer's base pay under the tournament system.
In the past, tournaments would allow either increases in compensation or deductions from the baseline pay under an agreement and within a tournament. The rule that we announce today is one that will end the capacity to reduce the base pay, but would continue to allow, obviously, for bonuses to be paid based on the competitive nature of the tournament.
The new rule also gives producers access to important information.
Producers also indicated to us that they needed more information and greater stability when it came to the level of inputs that would be distributed in connection with the tournament system. This rule basically provides that stability and greater information. And finally, producers expressed the need for key information on the nature and extent of capital improvements that might be required in order for a contract to be renewed or to be entered into. The rule that we propose and finalize today will provide that key information and provide stronger leverage for producers.
Former Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack talking about the poultry rule changes. There's no word on if the new administration will continue to have those rule changes go into effect. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-917-8730. 800-917-8730. 800-917-8730. That's 800-917-8730.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We are going to put a little pause on our warm-up today. It's going to be sunny, cooler, 10 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, 3 below. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, becoming breezy, 23. And then by Saturday, we'll get back to right around 30. If you want the best barbecue in town, I have the secret. It's Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, GrandpaBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 3 above.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Maybe I read you wrong, thinking you could be my Mr. Right. I was putting my heart and soul on the line. Said you needed some time, just a little more time to make up your mind. baby bye-bye.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And Jody Messina and Bye Bye here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Thursday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the single digits below zero this morning. Cold one today, warming up though again tomorrow. The Wisconsin Conservation Congress is inviting everyone to take part in their annual spring hearing process. The WCC is an independent organization of residents that advises the Wisconsin Natural Resources Board and the Wisconsin DNR on how to responsibly manage Wisconsin's natural resources. Now, you can submit proposed resolutions via the online process through February 24th. And just go to the Wisconsin DNR Spring Hearings webpage, and there will be spring hearings coming up later on here this year. And we'll have details of when those hearings are going to be held and where they're going to be held as well. Again, visit the Wisconsin DNR's Spring Hearings webpage for more information. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. Food demand in America is changing thanks to the introduction of GLP-1 weight loss drugs. These compounds help people eat fewer calories, but recent research shows users actually eat more protein. I'll have the details when we come back.
Any age, any make, any model, any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the one parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the one parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the one parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
Kurt and Sarah here, your hosts for the FP Next podcast. This week on the season finale of FP Next.
The No New Farm Bill in 2024 affected a lot of USDA programs in the U.S. And I think that's one of those things that's going to continue to be a hot topic in 2025.
Our goal, and we can't make any promises, to get some of these new cabinet appointments on our podcast with the Trump administration and, you know, kind of unveil some of their thoughts on farm policy. I think that would, and it would be very interesting for our listeners. Hear this and more from your friends at FP Next, powered by John Deere.
According to public polling, between 6 and 12% of U.S. adults have used a GLP-1 medication such as Ozempic or Wegovy to aid in weight loss or treat diabetes. These drugs suppress appetite and promote a feeling of fullness, causing ripple effects across the food industry. Snack food makers, in particular, are feeling the pinch, with companies reporting declines in demand for products high in sugars and processed carbohydrates. However, the impact on protein consumption appears to be quite different. A new study from Kansas State University's Meat Demand Monitor indicates that users prioritize high-protein foods such as beef, pork, and chicken, potentially shifting their diet away from traditional snack foods and grain-based options. The study found that GLP-1 users reported higher consumption of beef, pork, and chicken in their daily diets, with an average increase of nearly 40% more beef and pork meals and nearly 20% more chicken meals per day compared to non-users. Researchers suggest that these consumers focus on protein-rich foods to maintain muscle mass while losing weight. Kansas State University agricultural economics professor Glenn Tonser, a co-author of the report, says, quote, GLP-1 users place a premium on protein for its nutritional benefits and are less sensitive to price changes, meaning they are likely to continue purchasing meat even if prices rise. Interestingly, certain meat products like bacon and chicken wings are seeing notable upticks in demand among GLP-1 users. The report indicates that these consumers are selecting all protein categories more frequently, not just lower calorie options like chicken breast or pork chops. While this trend bodes well for meat producers, researchers caution that the market for GLP-1 users is still evolving. With millions of Americans adopting the medication, the long-term impacts on protein demand will depend on consumer habits and potential changes in dietary trends. I'll be back with more after this.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized, local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for.
Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
For now, the meat industry appears to be benefiting from the protein preferences of GLP-1 weight loss drug users, offering a potential buffer against market volatility in the months ahead. Industry insiders, however, are keeping a close eye on how these evolving dietary habits could influence long-term demand trends. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. That's 800-879-4098.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Just learned to stay out of his way. There've been street fights, blue lights, long nights with the world sitting on my chest. It just showed me how much I could take. Hard times, bad luck, sometimes life sucks. That's alright, I'm okay. It ain't nothing but another day. But only God knows where I'd be if you ever stop. Their hands on me, and I ain't even done a damn thing wrong. I've been waylaid, freight trains, shortchanged by bigger and fatter men, but all I got to say is bring it on. Hard rain, rough roads, so my life goes. That's alright, I'm okay. It ain't nothing but another day, but only God knows where I. If you ever stop loving me, I need you. Gotta have you in my life by my side. Every day I'm alive. Every night that I'm breathing, I need you.
Rhythm of the rain. Slide on.
ever hold me closer, moving to and fro, just swaying like a slow freight train, rocking with the rhythm of the rain. Let the breeze. With the rhythm of the rain, slide on over, baby, hold me closer, moving to and fro, just swaying like a slow freight train, rocking with the rhythm of the rain. Let the breeze.
Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I don't know why I act the way I do. Like I ain't got a single thing to lose. Sometimes I'm my own worst enemy. I guess that's just the cowboy in me. I got a life that most would love to have, but sometimes I still wake up fighting me. And where this road I'm heading down might lead, I guess that's just the cowboy in me. The urge to run, the restlessness, the heart of stone I sometimes get. The things I've done for foolish pride, the me that's never satisfied. The face that's in the mirror when I don't like what I see, I guess that's just the cowboy in me. Satisfied, the face that's in the mirror when I don't like what I see. I guess that's just the cowboy in me. Girl, I know there's times you must have thought there ain't a line you've drawn I haven't crossed. But you set your mind to see this love on through. I guess that's just the cowboy in you. We ride and never worry
about the fall. I guess that's just the cowboy in us all.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. U.S. dairy producers recently approved USDA's changes to the federal milk marketing orders. Mike North, principal of risk management at Ever.ag, says it will bring some changes to the dairy industry.
There's going to be an adjustment to component values in milk as it relates to the standard Class 3 product. But keep in mind, as we go through this process, buyers of milk still have to compete. And in this particular market where milk has gotten tighter, while there might be adjustments to what we'll call textbook definition of Class 3 milk, the market value for milk will remain the same.
He says producers will still need to protect themselves from risks. Missouri farmer Richard Fordyce is heading back to Washington, D.C. as the newly appointed Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation. He served in the first Trump administration as the Farm Service Agency Administrator. Fordyce says he's excited about his new role. He talks about the possible goals in the new job at USDA.
You know, obviously, it's been 4 years since I've been at USDA as the administrator. So, you know, I think it's going to take some time to get in and see how things are different, you know, today. And so I don't really have any planned things on a bucket list, but, you know, other than just to do our very, very best to represent American agriculture and specifically farmers and ranchers across the country.
Being a farmer himself is an advantage that Fordyce will take to the new position at USDA. President Donald Trump is taking aim at China and the European Union with tariff threats. That's after putting Canada and Mexico in the bullseye. Bloomberg says that White House officials are discussing a 10% tariff on China based on the fact that they're sending fentanyl to the U.S. through Mexico and Canada. In response to the tariff threat, Farm Policy News said China is willing to maintain communication with the U.S. to properly handle differences and expand mutually beneficial cooperation. While the U.S. is China's largest trading partner, China's imports from the U.S. dropped 0.1% in dollar terms last year, while exports grew 4.9%. China's trade surplus with the U.S. was $361 million in 2024, higher than the $316 million reported in the last year of President Trump's first term. President Trump has also ordered an investigation into U.S.-China trade. The Irrigation Association expressed its support for the nomination of Richard Fordyce as USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation Service. The association says he has a strong understanding with the challenges and opportunities facing American agriculture. Irrigation Association CEO Natasha Rankin said she's pleased to congratulate Fordyce for his nomination on behalf of the association. Former U.S. Undersecretary Jenny Lester Moffitt has joined American Farmland Trust as a senior fellow, where she'll focus on enhancing rural America's vitality. She'll help support agricultural producers in building their farming operations for future success. Her portfolio will include work at the intersection of farming, ranching, and the communities in which they play a critical part in future-proofing economies and preserving a rural way of life. Moffitt joins AFT after serving as USDA Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs, the first woman to ever hold that position. While there, she provided leadership to both the Agriculture Marketing Service and the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. We're pleased to have someone of Jenny's caliber on our team supporting the never more critical work of building resilience within America's farms and ranches and the rural communities that they are part of, said John Piatti, President and CEO of American Farmland Trust. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We are going to put a little pause on our warm-up today. It's going to be sunny, cooler, 10 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, 3 below. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, becoming breezy, 23. And then by Saturday, we'll get back to right around 30. If you want the best barbecue in town, I have the secret. It's Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, GrandpaBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 3 above.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Well, I'm not talking about locking down forever, baby. That would be too demanding. I'm just talking about two lonely people who might reach a little understanding. I'm not talking about locking out heaven with weather. Sitting on your bar stool, talking to some fool who didn't have a clue. I guess they couldn't see you were looking right at me, cause I was looking at you too. Then it's, do you wanna dance? Have we ever met? You said, hold your horses, boy, I ain't that. Forever, baby, that would be too demanding. I'm just talking about two lonely people who might reach a little understanding. I'm not talking about knocking out heaven with weather. If we can start as friends, the weekend just might end with a little kiss. She said, I'm a lady looking for a man in my life who'll make a good husband, I'll make a good wife. Easy now. I'm not talking about locking down forever, baby, that would be too demanding. I'm just talking about two lonely people. Reach a little understanding. I'm not talking about knocking out heaven with whether we're wrong or we're right. See, I'm not talking about hooking up and hanging out. I'm just talking about tonight. Yeah, I'm just talking about a little bit later
past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk near the county line. The joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes down. They got whiskey, women, music and smoke. It's where all the cowboy folk go to Boosted Boogie. I got a good job, I work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I hit the door running. I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses run. I go flying down that highway to that hideaway, struck out in the woods to do the Boosted Boogie. Yeah.
what'll it be? I want a shot of that redhead yonder looking at me. The dance floor's hopping and it's hotter than the 4th of July. I see outlaws and laws, crooks and straights, all out making it shake, doing the boot scoot boogie.
Go Pepin Alma Eagles. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Six short months we went together, decided it should be forever. Two paychecks were better than one, a diamond ring. Done. Bought her a house like I said I would in a subdivided neighborhood. The views got short and the nights got long. It was over long gone before I knew where I was headed to. I'm going through the big bend, don't mean Dallas. I can't believe what the judge had to tell us. I got the Jeep and she got the palace. I'm going through the Big Bend, don't mean Dallas. Things like this are never final. I'm still paying on the vinyl. Flooring in the laundry room, it's multicolored and waterproof. It's a little bit tough to face my friends, the ones that said that I jumped in. River of love,